This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music, an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures, self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
It is 2 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th, and my hands are currently covered in stains from turmeric. There is no shying away from it. It is a strange as fuck time. My name is Corin Lyle Duyeb. Some people know me by my silly as fuck stage name, The Last Skeptic, and I am a rapper, music producer, podcast host, blah, 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 from London. And my year has been all over the shop. I went to Japan in January. I came back and moved into my mum and dad's place in Finsbury Park in what I thought would be a super short period before my US visa came through and I'd relocate to LA and be on a beach and eat all of the tacos because that's all I ever wanted. Things kind of didn't work out the way that you plan them, so here I am. On day God knows what of the C virus, a word I can't even say because I've made a vow to myself that every time I say it, I have to do 10 press-ups. And let's be real, there's no way I'm leaving this pandemic in any better shape than I entered it. I've been social distancing for a little while, knowing that I have two diabetics in my family. And me, myself, I'm struck with a super mild Gilbert syndrome disorder that gives me a slowish liver and a kind of lazy immune system paired with a very not mild health anxiety disorder, which gives me a hyper as fuck brain, leading me to think I have every possible illness in every possible moment of the day. So what I've been doing, I mean, as a freelance self-employed musician, I've been doing exactly the same as I've always been doing, which is sleeping a lot, freaking out about whether I'll ever get paid again for anything, speaking to my friends on my phone constantly, and then freaking out that I've got too many messages to reply to, switching my phone off for about an hour, and then going back and rinse and repeat. There's a lot of snacking going on, no more than usual, except now I'm looking at the supplies and thinking, God damn, what if that's the last rice cake that I'll ever be able to eat? Kind of wistfully, much like all of my favorite heroes would do in films such as Day After Tomorrow. I keep thinking about rationing. Maybe I should ration all of these gluten-free snacks that I've got. But I don't know if we're there yet. I feel like this is a position that I've been dreaming about for so long. You know, as a kid, you kind of think, what would you do in a zombie apocalypse? You know, I read World War Z, whatever. I read the Zombie Survival Guide. I actually learned how to drive a car at age 26 purely after I read the Zombie Survival Guide, because I thought, shit, what if zombies take over and I don't know how to drive? So I learned purely for that reason. And then the day I passed my test, I was like, shit, okay. But what if I run out of petrol? I don't know how to ride a bike. Because of that, I learned how to ride a bike. So I think I'm prepped for this. I don't know about you. So my day today, what have I done? I woke up really late after staying up. I finished my Seinfeld rewatch of all 9 seasons of goodness. I realized how many other shows have ripped off that show. And it's just incredible. And then I started on Bob's Burgers, all the new episodes. It's going pretty well. So I woke up this morning, spoke to a bunch of people, rapped over a song that I wrote the other day that is not about this situation. There's nothing about isolation in there. There's nothing about pandemic. I've been working on my new EP that's done. It was actually done a few months ago, but yesterday I sent off the artwork ideas to the graphic designer, and then I sent off the stems to my engineer Turkish to look over. So I'm really excited about that, of getting that back at some point. So keep him busy. So I think finally now I've done that, I can start writing the next album. So I released an album last year in the end of November that was entirely about a breakup, and it was an album called See You in the Next Life. And it had a whole bunch of songs on there about not being able to leave the house because I was too depressed and going through a bit of a breakdown for quite some time post-breakup. So lots of relevant songs in there. But I'm hoping that this next one, whatever happens over the next few weeks, it's gonna hopefully just be a little bit more happy. You know, emotionally, I'm feeling good. Mental health wise, currently feeling great. It's a really good excuse to stay the hell away from people. So I think as a musician, we're all going to revel in that isolation, and creativity is going to go through the roof. I think it's really exciting to see what we'll do under the pressure of the world and what we're experiencing. On the complete flip side, there is another pressure, which is as creatives that we constantly have to produce. We are in this fishbowl currently where there's live streams going on like 20 every minute. You know, here's my brand new album that I wrote in the last 2 days, and it's all about, you know, eating my last rice cakes. That's what mine will be about, by the way. And I think it's really important to also note that, you know, to see that pressure and know that you don't have to be in a rush to completely produce and release everything right now. I know that I feel it awfully, and I feel like, well, I'm wasting my time. But this is a huge thing to happen to the world, and collectively we're feeling, you know, we're mourning the loss of our regular lives. Some people are unfortunately mourning, in reality, literally mourning loved ones, and we're still kind of processing it. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. So there's so much uncertainty. Do not put a pressure on yourself to kind of produce and be ultimately successful when none of it matters. Just be there for your loved ones. Eat healthily. I can't stress that enough. What I will say is, if you can, I say this to everyone, make sure you are drinking fresh turmeric and ginger and limes and maybe some honey. Put it in a Nutribullet with some black pepper to activate the good properties in the turmeric. Make that a little juice. It'll keep you well, I promise. Ooh-wee, you can hear the birds chirping. So it's about, I don't even know what time it is. Who cares what time it is? Time is irrelevant. I don't even know what day it is anymore. But we're alive, so that's beautiful. So coping-wise, you know, I've written some notes. I'm not ashamed to say I'm reading off of the notes because I'm a semi-professional. Coping-wise, I think, look, we're in the early days of this, so Lord knows how this will all change. I know I've got super great intentions of doing lots and lots of different things. Even, I know I mentioned earlier about, you know, I've still got to write the music for this play that was supposed to be on Edinburgh Festival, but now that's been postponed. I've got an album to write. This was supposed to be my time, luckily, I'd suppose, to write a new record anyway, so I'm getting my head down. I have lost a lot of work, but I made a vow to myself that I wouldn't come onto this podcast and complain about being poor or complain about anything like that when I'm very, very lucky and grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm extremely lucky to have my parents here and be around in a time like this. I've got great intentions of like picking up the Isha Kriya mindfulness meditation again. There's a great one of that on YouTube, if you can find it. It's about 20 minutes. Then that super helps. I've set up my weights bench in my room, in my childhood room. And I know I want to kind of maybe get in a garden and learn how to plant some shit, watch it grow. But maybe that would be too emotional for me. You know, what if it didn't grow? What if it died? I don't know if I could face that right now. We shall see. When I left my friend's house where I was staying for a few days to come back to my parents' house on Sunday, it was such a beautiful day. And Clissold Park and Finsbury Park were both packed, people smiling and picnicking and old and young. And you know what? I hated every single one of them. I felt like Sandra Bullock in The Net, you know? I felt like another person in another very random, obscure movie that you probably haven't seen or heard of, in that why and how did I know a secret that none of them knew? And was I in the wrong for being mad that they weren't at home and that they were having fun? And that I felt super scared for getting this mystery thing in the air, this like ethereal, magical fairy that we can't see and don't even know if we have it. That I was afraid of this. So I went the long way home and didn't cycle past anyone. As I kind of touched on a minute ago, I'm extremely lucky to be at my parents' house. Looking around my childhood room that understandably is now the generic guest space filled with bags of clothes that I've desperately been trying to quickly get rid of before my supposed country move. And I see lots of interesting things, actually. I see my giant Wes Anderson book that I've never read, but I'm actually really excited to read. I've got a book of Sudoku that I think at some point I'm going to do. Sudoku? I was trying to make that into a pun, but, you know, hey, I can do better. I've got time to workshop. I got a Where's Wally? But you know what? My issue with the Where's Wally's here is that I've done them all. So what a bastard of a kid I was. How dare I do that in pen? I should have foreseen my situation and known that I'd want to do those again. I got, oh my God, I've got a WWF wrestling annual, which is really exciting. I'm definitely going to look through that. I've got my Urban Music Award standing here that I stole. Yeah, I didn't even win it. I actually stole it from someone. So on the front of it, I've got an address label that I stuck over the name, and instead of saying best album or something, it just says The Last Skeptic, best guy ever. So look, you can't argue with facts, so I've got an award for it. I got some vapor up, I got some incense, and I've got a wedding invite to my friend James's wedding in August, so I really hope that won't be affected by all of this, but who knows at this stage. So big him up. I'm really excited for that. And I'm kind of looking out the window. There's the birds chirping. The sun is out. What a beautiful day for us all to take a breath and just to absorb everything and realize that while it's really, really scary out there and we don't know when any money is coming and we may or may not be able to go and get absolutely wasted with our mates for a little bit, it's all okay, no matter what. I'm very, you know, I think it's really important daily to say the things you're grateful for. And you know, I'm, like I said, I'm grateful for my parents. I'm grateful to stay here. Very grateful for my friends checking in on me, knowing that, you know, whilst I am an extremely happy and loud individual, I suffer a great deal from OCD spiral thinking, from depression, from blaming myself about a lot of stuff and having serious issues. And so I'm really grateful for my mates for being there. And I'm super grateful for my health currently, although who knows what the incubation period is saying. And I might regret that trip to pick up my bike last week in Seven Sisters when some dickhead didn't cover his mouth when he coughed when he was jogging. Okay? How did you not do that, bro? I think it is very beautiful we're all in the same boat. As musicians, we've had our whole entire lives, working lives, cancelled. Like, I've had, obviously, like everyone, a ton of gigs cancelled. Even Glastonbury, I was supposed to be playing, and I was really excited about that. I was put on the long list for emerging talent for Glastonbury, which probably won't even be announced now. But essentially, like, complaining about losing work makes me feel incredibly selfish in a time when our incredible NHS workers and teachers and people working in supermarket and carers and bin men and people working in shelters, postmen, they're all, et cetera, train drivers, they're all heroically keeping it all together. So I think just spare a thought for them. saying all of that, I've got no idea how I'm going to make money if and when we ever go back to normality. So I better learn a new skill. Maybe teaching myself how to rub out all of the marks in a Where's Wally book so I can resell it. So some sweet potato fries are in the oven. Really excited about that. They're probably going to be done any minute. So this segment is going to be super short. FYI, cut them really thin. Dump them onto an oven tray, already with foil on there. Pour a little bit of olive oil, not too much. Then put black pepper, paprika, some salt. Then you give them all a nice little massage. Make sure they're all evenly covered in a delicious manner. Then you spread them into a layer so that nothing is overlapping. Okay. Then you put it into an oven that's been preheated. I don't really believe in the hype about preheating ovens, but you know, that's fine. That's for a different podcast. So you put it, you pop it in there, whack it in the oven, and it's on the middle ground of whatever temperature it is. Again, another thing, I don't even look at temperatures in the oven, and I am a seasoned chef, okay? I don't even care about that. I take your rules, I eat them. I might need to eat rules after this rationing. So the sweet potato fries are in the oven. Another thing that I did that I can highly recommend is Ronnie Scott's, the famous jazz club in London, is doing lockdown sessions. And I watched one by a guy called Ashley Henry, and it is fucking incredible. He's a pianist. He's in the British jazz scene, and he does this like cover of Nas, The World Is Yours, that is all kinds of insane. He also does a cover of Solange, Cranes in the Sky, but it's like him with a double bass and a drummer. Oh my days, it's ridiculous. So make sure you go watch that. Also had another thought through my day. I really, really hope that there's not too many cringy songs about this time. I know I kind of mentioned it earlier, but I also really hope there's not too many cringy music videos made about this time. I'm going to try my best not to write any prison style ballads, channeling my inner Tupac or my outer Tupac, just any kind of Tupac. And I really hope in the quiet more people are discovering my album. See you in the next life. I think if you can't self-promo during a pandemic, when can you self-promo? But it's weird enough being a one-man army with no PR or team or management. But now it really seems like shouting my self-promo into an abyss even more. So if you are listening to this out there in the world and like my dulcet tones and want to hear me rap about a breakup in a sardonic, hilarious, heartbreaking manner, then listen to The Last Skeptic. See you in the next life. Out now on all your streaming platforms. And also I host a podcast, as you can probably tell by me being overacty in my podcast tone, and it's called Thanks for Trying a Podcast, and it is on iTunes and Spotify, et cetera. I never know, is it et cetera or et cetera? I don't know. Anyway, it features such esteemed guests as the Oscar-winning Taika Waititi and comedians such as Catherine Ryan, Corrupt FM, Sarah Pascoe, Ramesh Ranganathan. I've just basically got the best of the best. And my boy Doc Brown, my best pal in the world, Ed Skrein. They've got all of those people on there. So make sure you go listen to it. It's basically me with a couple guests and getting absolutely wasted with no plan. And me talking about this and getting angry at things, much like me getting angry at my child self for filling in the Where's Wally book. So before I press stop on this, go claim my sweet potato fries, which may or may not be burning, and then come back at a later time and record you, yes, you, Partario in Scunthorpe, a live rendition of a couple songs from my new album. Hey, do you know what it's called? It's called See You in the Next Life, and it's out now. Before I do that for you, I wish you all well in surviving coronavirus. I said it. I'm gonna have to do 10 press ups for fuck's sake. All right, pick up yourselves. So I was just out in the garden with my mum, having a nice chat, listening to the birds, and the sun was out. So it was a bit of a difficult morning to wake up, but it smelled really nice out there. It smelled really good. So I can encourage everyone to open a window, and if it's sunny, take a deep breath and listen to the birds, listen to someone mowing their lawn. If it's not sunny, then don't do that. So just look out the window, maybe put on like a tropical background on your laptop and pretend. So before I sign out for this podcast, thank you for listening, and I'm gonna perform a couple of songs for you a cappella. This one is called House Party Massacre, and it is basically all about something that is now a distant memory: going to a house party and being in such a bad state of mind that you hate every single person in the room. And this is taken from my brand new album, See You in the Next Life, which is out now. I get high when I don't want to speak to anyone in the room. Yeah, I mean you. Sat next to another lost soul, puking up in a bowl. Man, I don't want to be you. It's bare seafood, seeking next connections, zombies looking next for necking on you, looking for some next attention when you got gack chopped at, friends ascending. Am I a dead thing? Am I your brethren? Looking at me like I'm festering, need to be sectioned, moving out yard because my head needs to exit. Everybody's legless, excited by nitrous. Trial by fire by the night, cuz trying to be righteous, but I might just be high and be frightened by lightness. Eyes twitch, hyped up, trying to be violent. Their breath smells bad. There's a girl in the corner with a guy that reminds her of a dad. Some lad steps on my kicks bad, about to rip the shirt off his back. Stay on task, slide that door, get that air, pry off the mask, search for the light. What am I going to do with my life? I guess I should figure out Friday night, Moving around the room like a silhouette. Two pingers down, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it, but no one's listening yet. I know what to do by the end of the cigarette. Four V&Ts, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it, but no one's listening. I get drunk when I don't want to be me, looking back in the window at the scenery. Everyone's mad sceney. One A&R try and beef me, put him out easy. Industry's full of cunts. Wait till they're full of drugs, man, wouldn't pull a punch. Maybe it's not that deep. People mad happy, but I'm lost in sleep. How did I get here? Who do I like? Why do I not care? Move back inside. So many posers. Girls taking selfies under film posters. Dead inside, but they got a million subscribed. World famous online. Won't chat to me until they know my job title and a name that I go by. Oh, my. Find the dregs in the bottle in the kitchen. Buck with my boy and find the next mission. Getting too angry and not having attention. Or a pot to piss in. Try and get this cunt to listen. Argue with a Tory. Nothing is simple. Same old story. Different wrinkles. What am I going to do with my life? I should figure out Friday night. Moving around the room like a silhouette. Two pingers down, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it, but no one's listening yet. I know what to do by the end of the cigarette. Four V&Ts, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it, but no one's listening yet. That was House Party Massacre by The Last Skeptic. And you know what, since I'm here, wonderful editors, feel free to cut this all out. This one is the opening song from the album. And you know what? I'm sorry to make it, everything a bit sad today when I know you're probably locked in. Or who knows? By now, maybe you're free. Let's keep it positive, guys. This one's called Don't You, and it is taken from the entire epic journey of a breakup. See you in the next life. I guess it's the end. No more in-joke text to send. No reply to emails begging to mend. Inside opened up, shredded and blend. Dead from the forcing apart of our ways. When it's all said and done, damn, it's a shame. Push you so far, so you slip away. Save your life on a dark beach that day. Held you in my arms when offer you wouldn't make. Hit to the hospital and had no faith. Couldn't watch you leave, but you didn't stay. Got no words, have no say. Now you only shout me about business. How am I the only one in this? Don't believe in God, there's no witness. Don't believe in a lot, I got sickness. Lost friends, left plenty out here. 2 years, turned 20 out here. Every day disappears in two night. Every raid, I feel it ain't right. Picture in my head fading to dust. Memories are lost in plain sight. Tear ducts just crushed from my lust. Need to figure my new way of life. Look for the light, but the sun's down. I'ma walk till the road runs out. We look for a fight, put our guns down. I'ma walk till the road runs out. I'm sorry that I wasn't enough, and I'm sorry I was way too much. I'm sorry that I wasn't enough, and I'm sorry that I wasted us. So I guess it's the end in the form of a letter. No space left on the cover and weather. If I could have this album, I'd stay together. I wanna have the thing that'll make me better. I wish I never met her. Nah, I'd be an emo. Every single deep cut scar tissue we grow. Seems like yesterday you were right here. Now my beard's like got bare white hair. Now our time's gone. Every girl in my bed wasn't new, so I didn't do it with the lights on. Can't make beats, can't even write songs. Movies in my head trying to right wrongs. Today I didn't think about you yet. It's nice to forget. Then you lied in my dreams, high on regret. It's safe in there. Gotta turn on the lights in here, yeah. Look for the light, but the sun's down. I'ma walk till the road runs out. We look for a fight, put our guns down. I'ma walk till the road runs out. I'm sorry that I wasn't enough, and I'm sorry I was way too much. I'm sorry that I wasn't enough, and I'm sorry that I wasted us. You don't love me, do you? You don't want me, do you? It cuts so deep just to look at you. Never thought this pain could be beautiful. You don't love me, do you? You don't want me, do you? It cuts so deep just to look at you. I guess I gotta speak my truth too. And I rise through the sky on my own. Look down on the years that we own. Miss the sound of your voice in my home. Look down for your name on my phone. It's mad this old song's about moving on. And I can't even finish it. I guess I can't write the whole end to our story while I'm still living it. Look for the light, but the sun's down. I'ma walk till the road runs out. We look for a fight, put our guns down. I'ma walk till the road runs out. I'm sorry that I wasn't enough, and I'm sorry I was way too much. I'm sorry that I wasn't enough, and I'm sorry that I wasted us. Big thank you for listening. Sending you lots of love.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, at SDDpod on Twitter, at socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.